Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Thank you for joining us here at the Empowering Ourselves radio show. I am your host, Kelaine Greenwood, your urban life coach. This is the show where we promise to always bring you empowerment from some of today's most gifted and inspiring minds, discussing topics and ways to live inspired and encouraged, purposeful lives. So please sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, everyone out there listening. I welcome you here to the Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. I'm your host, Kelaine Greenwood, and I'd like to think that I'm your one and only urban life coach, but the more the merrier, okay? At this show, we always have to let everyone know what this show is about, okay? And it's about promoting a higher quality of life, learning to live your higher quality of life, okay? And learning to live and create your own best self. And there's different ways to do that, okay? And this is why the guest is here. Creating your best self, best version of yourself, optimum level, you know, however you want to call it. But as everyone concludes, that it starts from the inside out. Okay, that power we have from the inside out, you know. And also, as many scriptures have told us, you know, it's having a higher meaning and purpose to our lives is what gives us that spice. You know, that spice to your life, you know, having that higher meaning, not just for you and your family, but something that encompasses all that. And that's what we strive to do here at Empowering Ourselves Talk Radio. And that's what I strive to do. I'm still working on myself. Trust me, I learn from my guests every day. I learn from my daughters. So, I mean, if you know me on a personal level, there's a lot of things that I'm working on myself. And like, there's many tools as far as we use God and you know, whatever your belief is, you know. So there's different, you know, and then a coach helps you find different tools and tactics and ways and many different things to do that. And that's what coaches do and mentors. Okay, but to finish off this intro here, like we said, it starts from the inside out, overcoming inner and outer barriers, struggles, challenges and fears inside of us and outside of us, and that's what stops us from being all we can be. So we take that away, and then we're more of a better person to achieve the goals and the things that we try to in life, because that's less baggage, okay? And lastly, this show is about having a spirit of kindness, gratitude, and hope, helping each other finish our race, helping each other hit the mark, you know, because we all here, we all have something to contribute to this world. So if I'm more mature than you, you know, it's my duty to help the next man. Okay, and that's what we do here at Empowering Ourselves Talk Radio. The title of this episode is Calming the Storm Within, How to Find Peace in This Chaotic World. Powerful. I want us listeners to really, really listen with that saying, calming the storm within. Now, how to find peace in this chaotic world? I'm pretty many of us can relate to that, okay? And who's going to help us with that, understand that, and who actually wrote the title to, that's the title of his book, Jim Lang. Okay, is our guest. And we're going to tell you a little bit about who Jim Lang is and his background. First of all, I believe he's a Christian, okay? He went to the University of Toledo, a businessman for 30 years. He is a two-time president of Truth at Work and 5 feet 20. You know, so this guy is almost 7 foot tall, okay? So, you know, tall guy. So he's an author, he's a speaker, and he holds seminars and I believe workshops also. So, you know, he's out there getting the message out there, and we're going to let you know what his message is and what he does and how he helps people. So please give a warm welcome to Jim Lane. Hello there, Jim.
Hi, Key Lane. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great this beautiful Sunday morning. It is 6 a.m. for me and Jim here out in Eastern Standard Time. So we're up pretty early getting this done here, everyone. Jim, go ahead and just roll. Let them know who you are and how you help people. Let the listeners know. Let them feel your spirit.
Well, as you mentioned, Key Lane, I am a Christian, and much like your purpose of about making or helping us to become a better version of ourselves, that's really my purpose. In more a little bit more fine-tuned, is I believe that I was made to help people to be all who God made them to be, and that's where I find my greatest joy, my greatest passion in helping people to do that. And just like you, I am a big-time work in progress. If you knew me, you'd know that I've got areas in my life that are under construction in a massive way. And so I'm not speaking from a place of having things figured out, but there are some things that I believe God has revealed to me, particularly about finding peace and, you know, which we're talking about today, that I'm just really excited to share a bit of here today. And it's just a joy for me to do that. One of the things that I do is I lead monthly roundtable groups for Christian business owners in our community around Toledo, Ohio. And it is an awesome, awesome thing. And what I've noticed is that when you are in community, much like your listeners today are in many respects in community, when you're trying to do things in line or in conjunction with others who have a like mind, there's a much greater chance for you to achieve your goals in doing that. There's just something pretty special that happens there. Matter of fact, throughout the whole Bible, it talks about us doing things in community, and that's the way that God really has made us. And oftentimes we don't want to go there, but when we do, we're rewarded for that. So I look forward to talking more about that here to this morning.
Okay, wow. And you just gave me some confirmation, because I've been going through some things, as you called it, in community with others and making it happen. And that's something that I've been striving to do more of, and it's been in my spirit that this is what needs to be done to be taken to the next level, because I've been doing this thing kind of on my own when I needed to be get with like minds, you know, more often. As they say, iron sharpens iron. So you just said a mouthful for me there. And that's what the show's about, and that's the message that Jim is going to help bring today. Jim, can I ask? I like to ask, you know, I don't want to say personal questions, but they're like characteristic questions, because it goes into the passion and why you do what you do. And, you know, it holds a lot of weight. It's the why behind why you do what you do. And I truly believe in it, and it kind of, you know, resonates in our work, you know, what we do for passion. So this question is, what inspires you in life and encourages you in life? If you was to respond to that, how would you respond to that?
What I have discovered is that I used to be a person who was striving to figure that out in my life. You know, I thought I was raised in a family that said if you earned a lot of money, you're a success. And so I would strive after being successful, and it oftentimes meant having money or making money and saving money and all of that sort of stuff. And because of the strange career path that I have embarked on here, it has God has really done something inside of me where he taught me that that's not really the definition of success. And where I have found my passion in my life is really to find out why I was made. And then when I'm operating in that place of where I believe God has made me, in other words, my purpose, that inspires me greatly. And it just gives me great energy and gets me fired up and gets me out of bed every morning because I can't wait to work. I love what I do. I feel like the most blessed person on the planet to get to do what I do. And I believe that's really because I'm doing what God designed us to be. And I believe, you know, that the two greatest days of your life are the day that you are born, and then the second is the day you find out why. And because once you start operating in that, it is just it's a joy to be in there. It doesn't mean it's without problems, without heartache, without any of that, but it makes the heartache and the problems a lot easier to take when you know you're doing what you were meant to do. And I like helping people to do that and to live their life to the full, as Jesus said he came to do for us.
Mm-hmm. He said he came to heal the sick. I remember he said he came to, when they asked him at the table, you know, why do you sit with these sinners, or why do you talk to the prostitute? He said, I came to heal the sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, meaning, you know, not for those of you who claim to be already okay. I came for these people. These are my people. And, I'm a truly believer, and we are our brother's keeper. Because as long as one person hurts, we all hurt. And an example of that is, I give an example how, if we look at some of the people over there in some of the distant countries, let's take Somalia, okay, where, you know, it's famine and, you know, hunger. Well, because they're hungry, what they come and do? They start jacking our ships, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pirating. Well, guess what? Well, one of them ships may be your uncle or my cousin. So because someone is suffering 1,000 miles away, it does affect us because it's a ripple effect, you know. It isn't fair that, you know, one person can have it all and trillions are starving. That's just my personal, I believe we are a brother's keeper. We got to help each other and not be selfish. But for the sake of time, I want to get this thing moving here. When I was doing my research on you, you talk a lot about peace and chaos, and then that's the name of your book, the title of one of your books. Because Jim, the two books that I know of that Jim wrote was Calming the Storm Within and then Leadership, Biblical First Aid for Leaders. But the Calm and the Storm Within, How to Find Peace in a Chaotic World. Okay, you talk a lot about that. And then we're going to let the listeners know where they can also purchase that. That's going to be the follow-up question, where they can get it at and, you know, what's the core message of the book. But right now, you know, in this chaotic world, now how do you live true peace in a chaotic world? How do you do that? What are some of the first steps, and you know, what does one have to know? If you was to tell a layman, a listener out there that's going through it and it's a whole bunch of unpeace in them in this world, and they're ready to give up. Well, what's the first step for them?
Well, Keelane, I think the first step, for me, or what I believe, is that we need to think about the chaos differently. And what I mean by that is typically, I don't know if all of you out there in the listening audience, if you're the same as me, but when things go sideways in my life, when I start to have trouble or issues or anything like that, my first natural reaction is to say, why is this happening to me? Why, you know, in focusing on the problem and asking that question, you know, why is this happening to me, which really puts me in a victim mindset. And what I have found is that the people who can actually get through things more quickly, and that's why I believe this is one of the baseline foundational things that we can do to find peace, is if we look at the chaos differently. And instead of saying, why is this happening to me, saying, okay, God, what are you doing for me in this? And the reason I say that, if you look out over the landscape of your life, and each of us have problems and have had problems in our lives, but I can almost guarantee you that when you look back and you look at some of your problems, you can look at the good. Now that some years or some time has gone by, you can look at the good that has come out of those problems. And there are many, many cases like that. The Bible speaks about it often. I mean, in Romans 8:28, it says, and we know this, that in all things God will work out for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. But we don't often see it right in the moment. Matter of fact, we almost never see it right in the moment. But we can understand that actually draws us nearer to God. Issues and problems do. Unfortunately, prosperity doesn't do that. And so really throughout all of that, when we come to a place of understanding that this chaos is actually for our own good, it's something that God is doing in us, that can get us that much closer. So when we embrace the chaos and say, you know, and switch from thinking, why is this happening to me, to saying, okay, God, what are you doing for me? That just sets things up tremendously for God to do some amazing things in your life, and for you to be a great example to others as you go through this difficulty.
Okay. So and that you know, and I back that up too. And you know, when the chaos and the unpeace is in the mind, and whether the challenge is on the outside, you know, you want to see the positivity in it. And it's hard for the mind to accept that. It's hard for the mind to say, oh, yeah, there's positive in some pain, you know, mental pain or whatever, because it hurts. You don't like what's happening. But I second what you said, because what is it that God wants us to learn? What is it he's trying to say? You know, because if we are truly conquerors, and we're created in his image, that says a lot, first of all, of who we are, our how we're supposed to live in our power, you know, our power of God, you know. So if we truly are conquerors, and this is the trial that I had to go through, if I knew I was a hare, if I knew I was from a king, why am I eating slop? So why am I going through this if I'm truly created in his image? So that automatically put my mind state into happen to find out who I am. And finding out who I truly am in God, in the power of Christ, you know, in my Creator, you know, I had that set my mind state into another place. And then I became empowered enough to say, like you said there, Jim, this situation is making me stronger. Once I get through this, I'm going to be that much stronger. This pressure that I'm going through mentally is actually teaching me how to be a better of a person next time. You know, this stuff that's going on in my head, this wiring that's going crazy, actually the longer I sit in it, I'm getting clarity, you know. And when I began to see the situations, challenges as hidden opportunities for growth, or hidden opportunities for knowledge, as you were saying, along the lines of some of those same things, you know, what does God want to show me? You know, he wants to show me that we're victorious in him. You know, his power is what's the word that they use? Invincible. I like to use that word. Not my power, but his power. When I recognize myself, you know, in his power. So just to elaborate my personal journeys, you know, going through for the listeners, if some of the things that Jim or us can, like, shine, you know, some light and give our personal testimony on our personal experience. You know, that's what this show's about. And we always invite the callers in, you know, to share some things or, you know, ask some questions, you know, for about 30 seconds to a minute, you know, about what we're talking about here. So next question, Jim here. Tell them about your book, your latest book. Go ahead. What is Calming the Storm Within, How to Find Peace in the Chaotic World. Where can they purchase this at, this book? And kind of like, how did you come up with writing this book?
Well, first of all, where they can purchase it, you can actually go to calmingthestormwithin.com, or you can go to Amazon. If you go to calmingthestormwithin.com, it'll actually link you to Amazon. But there's some, I guess, some lot of free resources on calmingthestormwithin.com, including I have a free ebook, How to Discover Your Life Purpose. I also have a life planning assistant that I put together. I've got a free, one of the other things I do, I write a monthly magazine, 8-page magazine. It would be very encouraging. You can sign up to get that for free every month. No advertising or anything like that in it. There's some other things in there as well that could be really helpful to you. So you can go there and learn about that. My other website is 5feet20.com. That's the number 5feet20.com. That's actually the name of my company. And as you mentioned, Keylane, that's how tall I am. I tell people I'm 5'20", just to kind of have fun with it a little bit, because people do ask me quite a bit. But how I wrote the book, how I came to write the book was, I just felt like God told me that I needed to write it, and I didn't realize it until I was in the middle of writing it that I think the primary purpose he had for me writing it was for me, because I was the poster child for worry. I came out of my mother's womb as a worrier, I think, and I remember worrying that I'd shoot too much in a basketball game and my teammates wouldn't like me. I used to worry about calling a girl for a date in high school and, you know, that she might say no. I mean, it was absolutely terrible. My mother used to say all the time, "Jimmy, it's a not to worry." And that was her standard mantra throughout my childhood. And so the keys that God revealed to me through this just have helped me tremendously. So that's kind of how it all came to be.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that's how you came across writing the book. Okay, listeners, you can pick that up at Amazon, or you can go to his website, and it will be all the host and the guest social media websites will be uploaded with each and every episode. Okay, listeners. Okay, here. Any future endeavors? What's going on? What's next for you? What you got working?
Well, what I've got working is there's actually, I'm going to lead into this because I think there's two other critical components to finding peace, and that is a close relationship with God, and I go into detail on that in the book. We just don't have enough time to go through. There's an incredible cycle that Jesus teaches. His last words to his disciples before his arrest, he repeats it three separate times, and I've never heard it spoken about before, taught anywhere, or written about anywhere. And it was one of the things that God revealed to me. It's one of the keys to finding peace. And it starts with a close relationship with God, an intimate relationship with him. And so I talk in detail about that. And the other thing is a community of others. I mentioned that early on when we opened up the program here, how important that is. And so what I'm working on right now that I will be releasing or plan to release in 2016 is the Peace Insider Roundtable. And it's going to be a six-month coaching group for those who are really serious about wanting to find peace regardless of the chaos around them. I've got some other people I'm really excited to be partnered with on this, And it's going to be just an awesome, awesome thing. So that's the main thing that I'm working on right now is that. And one other thing I want to mention as well, Keylane, is you had mentioned about the inside versus the outside, and we had talked about embracing the chaos. And I think yeah. another important piece to mention there is about peace stealers, because I used to go through life thinking, oh, well, this has stolen my peace, or this is making me anxious, or all of that. And a good friend of mine named Ray said something to me. He said, Jim, when somebody spits on you, does that make you mad? And I said, well, sure it does. He goes, no, it doesn't. It makes you wet. It's your choice to be angry. And I wanted to argue with him, but he was 100% right. When someone spits on me, it doesn't make me mad. You know, it just makes me wet. So if something happens outside of me and it makes me anxious or worried, or it makes me give up my peace, that's my choice to be anxious yeah. or worry or to give up my peace. It has nothing to do with the externals. And what I've realized is those who have grown in their relationship with God are the ones who I kind of marvel at their ability to say, huh, okay, God, what do you have for me in this? And they've come yeah. to a place of understanding that nothing can steal their peace. It's their choice to do so.
Yes. There's a couple of great leaders. And two of the, actually, Jesus Christ, Martin Luther King, and Nelson Mandela. I have their pictures on my wall. And little did I know, when I had these pictures for 5 years, I never understood why I marveled at them so much, you know. But then I realized it was the character. The character. And when you mentioned about you know, you're getting wet. No, yeah, it doesn't make you angry. You know, you made yourself angry. First person I think of was Christ, and then King. And King was a great example, because this is from my era, you know. Well, you know, similar my era. My parents were able to tell me about him. So, you know, of how, you know, a lot of things happened, and he still kept his mind, you know, in the love of God. You know, so that's a marvelous thing to do. Like you said, it can only come from God to actually, you know, love your enemies and not lash out, and at the same time, you know, keep your head on straight. So listeners out there, we do have power. As Jim said, the outside has no power to change your attitude inside. Only we can do that. So we can be happy and enjoy ourselves in the storm. Okay, and that's it for the time here. So we're going to give all the contact info for Jim. Actually, it's already up there, loaded up with the webpage. And you know, I want to thank Jim, our guest here, Jim Lang, for giving his time and joining us at this early of a morning. You guys can hear it in my voice now. I need me some coffee. but, yes, thank you, Jim. And let's keep in touch. All the guests, we keep in touch. And one day I'm going to have us all come. I would like to. And do a big thing for the listeners. Do something, you know, phenomenal. And I know it can happen. I know it can happen. All right, everyone. Give a warm welcome and thank you to our guest again, Jim Lang. This concludes our time here at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. And with that, you can download us from iTunes and Stitcher every episode. Please go to calmingthestormwithin.com or 5, 5, then the letter feet, then the number 20.com to check out more about Jim Lang and how he can help your company or even help you, and even more what he does on the individual or on an organizational level. And this is the Urban Life Coach. Love y'all. stay encouraged and hopeful. Signing out.